Well, you know, there's a lot of positions on our team that I'm sure Lovey would agree with that we don't want to anoint as a starter. We want competition for Mike. He's, you know, when you evaluate him off last year, we had injuries receiver, we had injuries at running back, we had an offensive line that didn't play as well as, you know, they would have liked. I mean, we're 4-12 last year, so. So, you know, you throw in the fact he was a backup going into the season, getting thrown out there in the fire. There's a lot you still have to – you don't get a real fair picture of him, like, just off the tape. So it'll be exciting to get him through the offseason, and he'll get every chance to be the starter.
Oftentimes the answer's on your roster. I learned that. Nobody ever imagined that we'd take Nate Chandler, turn him around, make him an offensive guard, and he'd start 9 games for us, and we'd be 7-2 in those 9 games. No one ever imagined it. When I was with the Giants, none of us came out of camp in 2011 and expected Victor Cruz to have that kind of a year. So before you run around and panic and whatever, you know, we've had these young kids with us. You know, we've signed Marvin McNutt. We claimed Tavares King. We had 2 kids on our practice squad, Brenson Buckner and DeAndre Presley. So before you panic, you have to look at your roster, trust your evaluation process, and a lot of times the answer's right there.
Well, Lovey is an outstanding football coach. I think his record speaks for itself. He's been very successful in Chicago as an assistant coach. He's got a great defensive background. I think our division is the toughest division in all of football. I know it can be argued that there's others that may have that same claim, but we look forward to competing against Lovey and his staff. He does an outstanding job. His teams always play hard. If that's the one thing that you know when you play a Lovey Smith coach team, you better bring your lunch pail because it's going to be a long day.
Well, offensively, it's like our football team. We're a 4-12 team right now. We didn't have enough production on the offensive side. I like what Mike Lennon was able to do, being a rookie quarterback, stepping in. That's tough to do. Running back-wise, we had a lot of injuries, starting with Doug Martin. But seemed like it was always that next guy up. They did a great job with it. Didn't play as well as we need to on our offensive line. We have a lot of money in our offensive line. We should have better production from it. Receiver-wise, so right now, you know, we didn't play as well as we need to in order for us to really compete on the offensive side of the football. And again, that evaluation process is going on. I think whenever you have a chance to be in a place for 9 years, the next place should be easier. Starting in the new job with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, it's not like there hadn't really been anything that's caught me off guard, anything like that. Having a year off helps. I strongly recommend it. If you get fired, take the year off like I did. I mean, it'll help you an awful lot. But it has helped. Had a chance to evaluate everything that I believe in and came to some of the conclusions that I thought. So I think I am.
The one thing that I will say is, you know, as I've talked through Dave about all the different things that we're trying to do is, you know, is one thing you always want to do is keep your strength strong. And again, our defensive line was very strong for us. So I'm very optimistic about what we can become as a football team.